Chapter 7. The Tour is a Harsh Mistress.
Over the past few years, we have had the privilege of watching our colleague Brady Carlson transform from public radio host to published author. We've heard about his vacation day research trips, about finding a publisher, and we all voted on his book jacket design. Brady's literary debut, which Blurb King A.J. Jacobs called the funniest and most entertaining book about death you'll read this year, is called Dead Presidents, an American adventure into the strange deaths and surprising afterlives of our nation's leaders. After the book was published in February, Brady embarked on a journey which few writers get to take nowadays, a national book tour.
I felt a little bit like a celebrity and a little bit like somebody who was doing a bunch of job interviews in a row.
Writing is solitary work. Selling your book is anything but. We asked Brady to share some tips for writers on how to survive a book tour.
I did a Google search, how to do a book signing, because I didn't know what I was doing. I'd never done it before. And there were three tips I found that were great. One was get a good pen. Always ask the person's name, how they would like it to be signed. You don't want to be the one guy who signs a book for Elizabeth with an S using a Z. You don't want to be that author. And think of a couple of allegedly witty things that you could write in there. Above all, don't get cocky just because you got to do a book tour. You get to be the center of attention at a book signing, and that's fun, but eventually you will end up coming back down to earth. The fewer expectations you set for yourself, the better. Some events are going to draw a lot of people. Some aren't. I've talked to 100 people at a time. I had one book event where I had 2 people. If you don't set an idea in your head of what success is at a book signing, then you won't be disappointed. I thought about having an author signature and then my regular signature because, you know, people do worry about identity theft. So you maybe don't want to have your real signature out there. But at this point, I write so few things down that I couldn't think of a new way to sign my name. So I just signed it the usual way. I mean, my signature is pretty scribbly as it is. Do a little prep work. Think about what you want to say or what part of your book you want to read. Don't just ad lib. I did think about that balance of how much of the book do I want to essentially give away in the talk, and how much do I want to save and hope that people are going to buy another copy or two. And I decided to just spill my guts. I just kind of couldn't hold back. I mean, I'd been working basically by myself on this for 4 years, and when I finally got the chance to be in front of people and talk about it, I basically couldn't stop. Bookstores are all different. I'm sure musicians have the same feeling when they go in and out of different clubs and different concert halls. I found that the bookstores that drew the most people were the sort of classic community gathering place bookstore. It can be a little bit like the living in the van thing for a musician. Less equipment, though. I think it's fun anytime you get to do something you love and you get to share it with a bunch of people and they want you to. That is really what a book signing is.
Brady Carlson is NHPR's weekend host and author of Dead Presidents, an American adventure into the strange deaths and surprising afterlives of our nation's leaders.